Next week, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney will visit Australia and address the federal parliament. It comes at a time where the conversation about international rules-based order and recent comments about Canada from US President Donald Trump. But how are Canadians taking these conversations? Political reporter from the community radio network Noah Secum spoke with Adam Camus, station manager of community radio station CJSW Radio in Calgary, Canada, to learn more.
I will say the last like 12 months especially have been unprecedented. Being neighbors with the US is like sharing a bed with an elephant. Like every single move or where they shift around will have ripple effects on us. And we are a population that is a tenth the size of America. We've always been so attached to this cultural, political, and military juggernaut and all this kind of stuff. And for the first time since the early 19th century, if you go back to the War of 1812, you've seen kind of bellicose language being hurled across the border, fundamentally changing what every Canadian, I think, perceived what they had with America. And it goes down to a lot of different levels. It's one thing to have your nation's leader referred to diminutively by their wrong title, like current Prime Minister Carney, like Governor Carney. That comes from the top of their administration. But if you look beyond that to what's going on within U.S. borders and what it takes to cross the U.S. border as a Canadian now and stuff like that, it's fundamentally shifted everything, I think, beyond the past 80 years of rules-based order. So, but the fact that I'm delivering this interview in the middle of Calgary, Alberta, which is a province where there has been U.S.-funded separatists advocating for Alberta to secede from Canada, which would be the first step in dissolving the whole country, which would be the second step in enabling the U.S. to take over the country. They could not take it over militarily, but you can take it over politically, and you can take it over economically. And that's the one thing we have as Canadians right now, is our vastness makes it fundamentally impossible to conquer by conventional means. Like, this is something that is an existential threat that were vestigial from hotter times of the Cold War, but still, nonetheless, there was no threat perceived that I felt in the way that I do now. There's a foreign government actively trying to influence my locality's regional politics. What? Where am I living? You know?
One of the things we were talking about in Australia in the wake of Donald Trump was kind of we kind of got a bit more patriotic about ourselves, about things being made in Australia and that side of things. Everyone started feeling a bit weird about owning a Tesla for a month or so. Did that same thing play out in Canada? And have you seen in different spaces, you know, some sort of coming together that perhaps hasn't happened before or couldn't be started any other way?
Oh, yeah, very much so. American bourbon being pulled from Canadian shelves and stuff like that. It's still unfortunate that there are still so many services that are ubiquitous in public life these days, whether it's like Instagram or Amazon or stuff like that, these big U.S. tech things that there isn't really a comparable domestic analog to that still gets my proverbial business. But it's one of those things that it does make me think twice about, like, oh, I would probably buy a Kia or a Toyota versus buying a Chevrolet. And that's crazy. But now US seems more overseas than Australia does, to be honest. And speaking as one middle power nation to another middle power nation is like, this is something that you guys are facing as well, as like what happens to our relationship, because you are literally an island unto your own, but a huge linchpin in a lot of other things that are well beyond our pay grade, like global security and stuff like that. You're talking to me from Australia right now, and I think this is in anticipation of a visit from Mr. Carney to your country, and it like that impact that he had probably spawned this conversation we're having today, because that must have touched a nerve with Australians about, like, yeah, things are changing.
And just briefly on that point of, like, historically leadership coming from the US, from that speech from Mark Carney in Switzerland to kind of spark a different approach, a bit of a shift for so-called middle powers. How does that feel as a Canadian to be like, oh, we're now actually stepping forward?
There's two parts to this. There's one, the stepping forward of like, okay, I guess we can't hide behind the skirt of America on a lot of issues, and we can't just assume their lead will be just process and that we want to follow and whatever. But now we're at a spot where it is de facto that, yes, we have US as a neighbor and still technically an ally, but the trust has been shaken.
That was Adam Camus from CJSW Radio in Canada, speaking with CRN's Noah Secum. For the full story and more, listen to From Pillar to Post, where you get your podcasts.